This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ning and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Had to remember I could talk there for a moment. I had the best morning today, bud. I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, twice a year, but once per, what is it? That's not semester.
No.
It's just a half year?
Call it, whatever. We don't know what you're talking about.
We give the girls a no questions asked. I need a day off. I just need to take a day. So today.
Yeah.
So now there are some rules and stipulations. And for our girls, we wanted to wait till we got into the March because, one, we're in the middle of moving. And two, you don't want to waste like a I'm having a bad day or I just am having a bad week or stressed or anxiety, whatever, in like January when the whole thing starts in January. So this week, though, it was...
Plus it's cold outside, too. That's not great.
Yeah, and listen... Once you get, because we're just trying to bridge the gap to spring break. Because once you get on the other side of spring break, it's like 4 weeks and you're done with school.
Basically home, yeah.
Yeah. So today was Sove's. And it's funny because Sophia, each one of our, like, we kind of.
Wait, hold on. Do you have to call the school? Do you just tell them they're sick or what happens there?
Oh, I did forget to call the school today.
What do you mean?
That's not great.
How does that work?
Yeah. And we didn't get a call from them unless Vanessa did it. Vanessa might have done it.
She had to have, right?
I didn't get a call from it. And usually we get calls if we don't call the school and say, hey, so-and-so is not going
to
be here tomorrow.
I feel like there's a checks and balances there, right? Isn't that like their responsibility to make sure that the kid actually does show up?
Okay. Ness does get more calls on this than me, so okay. She has to have, because Wadsworth is great about that. Like, whether you're a Highland kid, a Wadsworth kid, like, whatever school system you're in this area, Cloverleaf is great at that. Like, all the schools that might cater to our area are great at this with communication. But...
Like, her teacher, though, won't be listening right now and be like, I thought she was sick.
Oh, no, he might.
Okay.
But I've been pretty upfront.
Oh, like, so if you're that teacher, who cares?
I mean, he's a fan of the show, so he's cool.
Oh, it's that one too?
Well, that made it sound bad. It's awesome that my
said it in always in a positive way of like, yeah, like you talk to him, like he's a listener of the show, but it's like that's that teacher that you know listens to the show.
Yeah, he's not gonna jam me up.
I would hope not.
Now the twins are in the, I don't even know how you say it. They basically share teachers. It's like you're in the same pod or something like that.
Okay.
But they're not in the same homeroom, right?
Okay.
Because the other teacher might be a problem. I don't think she cared much for me.
I mean, what can they really do anyway?
However,
it's one day.
The cool thing about, and you, I'm sure you already noticed this with Charlotte, the cool thing when you have kids is that they start to remind you of either yourself or your spouse or your mom or your dad or somebody.
Yeah.
And Sophie has always been very much Vanessa's doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
They are, it's so funny because Vanessa can be sassy. She's the sweetest person in the world. She's got a sassy side to her.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie is my sass queen.
Okay.
Like she is.
Cool.
And it was so funny because Vanessa loves shopping. So today, it's your treat yourself day. She's like, I was like, do you want to go to breakfast? And she's like, well, I think I'd rather go someplace that has like a coffee shop in it, grab like a foofy coffee drink, and then walk around a store and buy some things.
Okay.
So we ended up at Vanessa's favorite store, at least was when she was younger. And so we're walking around, and it was like I was walking around with like an 11-year-old version of my wife.
Mm.
Because this kid, one, she was in her element. And like, I don't like to shop. I know what I need to get. I go in, I get it, and I get out as soon as humanly possible. If I'm in a good mood occasionally, I'll window shop. But I know my interest. I know what I'm into. And I just don't love going to stores.
I like to browse. I never know what's going to be new unless I browse.
I like to browse in like three selections, which I never get to do because I'm in a house full of women.
Okay.
But Sophie, it was so funny to watch her. She was like walking through, and it was like a little like fashion model. She's like, well, I like that, but I don't like that color. I mean, she has like an external monologue.
Yeah.
And it's just like sassy, like, girl, you're not wearing that.
So wait, do you get like a unlimited budget on your day off too? Is this like, how does this work?
I wouldn't say unlimited, but what I will say is, when all three girls are with me, I have veto power, like the strongest sense of veto power. Dad, I want this. No. Dad, I want that. No. No, we're not doing this. And we're not here for that, right?
Yeah, okay.
You give me one-on-one.
And you just fold like a cheap suit?
I mean, it's, if I told you the amount of money, and granted,
what'd you buy today?
I did get a Hosey Funko Pop.
Yeah.
I did get one of those.
That'll go with the jersey.
Yeah, that was 12 bucks, though.
That'll go with the jersey.
I did get a candle because I got candle warmers.
I meant for her, not for you.
No, I could get a jersey, too, yeah. We both could. That's the point.
Okay.
I had no resistance. I didn't. I'm like borderline don't want to tell Vanessa what we spent. And it's not a huge amount of money. It's just more that Vanessa and I have been very much on the same page. We've been, lockstep in a budget. We've been so much more responsible than we were when we were younger. And the idea that she's going to look at the bank statement and be like, how did you spend that? How did you let an 11-year-old spend that?
Did your daughter know she was getting away with one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and she was so cute about
That's
it.
That's like the greatest day ever.
She'd be like, I know we're doing a little too much here, Dad, but we got to get this,
Why
too.
Why don't you just say, like, but we just made some memories today. That's all that happened. We made some memories today.
So I don't think it's a Vanessa will be mad at me.
I think that's going to be my excuse. I think I'm just going to fly under the idea of, we made some memories today.
So don't worry
about the price tag.
I don't think it's that Vanessa's going to be mad at me necessarily that money was spent. I think she's gonna be like, give me the side eye, because she wasn't the one that got to spend it with the girls.
Oh, she wants the credit for it? Is that the idea?
No, she loves, and my wife loves to shop.
Oh, okay.
Loves it. And so the idea,
the
idea that it was over 100. It wasn't much more than that, but it was over 100. And the idea that I didn't communicate that, and that then we went to her favorite store, and then spent that money on the kid. I think I might be walking into a you-know-what storm later.
Well, so this is even more incentive to go ahead and just get those jerseys that you wanted to buy off the auction site, because you're already deep in it anyway.
Are we just gunslinging right now?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you're first class for the couch as it sits already. You might as well just really get comfortable.
I also had to do the thing. We don't have a lot of... okay, I'm not going to say it this way because it makes... I try not to do the secret things with my daughter. Especially, like, I won't do the keep this from mom thing, because I just think that's...
No, you're supposed to play a team game with your wife.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't love that dynamic. I don't like hiding stuff from Vanessa.
No, I'm should also, be as transparent as possible.
I'm rubbish is a liar. I did say keep that away. Don't let your sisters know how much we spent today.
And that's fair. That's not your teammate, you know? The other kids, they don't need to know what happened today.
Because, like, listen, Iz, which I think is going to be next week, Iz might just want to go to breakfast and then... grab like something from Ann's Pastries in downtown. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's but not unless
she knows that you spent a lot of money there.
Yes, and then it's going to be, but you said...
You got to match it.
Now, here's the uneasy detente.
Yeah.
Sophie is my sassy one. She's absolutely the one that if I really make her mad by, like, I don't know, asking her to go to bed, she could just... She's done this before where she is, like, mad at me. And it's funny. It really is funny when she does it in person because it's completely harmless. It just blows me up a little bit. But she'll just look right at me, and then she'll go, hey, Mom, Dad didn't tell you that we went here today, did we? And I'll just like, we weren't lying. We were omitting.
I don't think she would do it because you don't punch a gift horse in the mouth, right? So like, if she did that, then next year, when she's got her day off, then you just have to remind her of how it went down the last time you guys had your day off.
That's another great thing that I think she knows. I'm not going to remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When you have three kids, okay. like three, really be four days off from now. And it'll be
you
in
want
the,
me to remind you? I can remind you.
It'll
I
be
can,
in football
be like,
season.
It's Sophie's day off now. And I'll be like, remember what happened last time, Nick?
That's another thing. They know when I'm in football season, you can scam me easy. But much like Sergio Dipp, I was having the day of my life. It was
That's
awesome.
All right. I'm glad you had a great day.
Yeah.
It sounds like I can't wait to do this stuff with my daughter. I think it sounds so cool.
So I can't wait for you. Because it's a different level. Like when you can just pal around and it's just, yeah, let's go to the store. Let's go do this.
Yeah.
And it's just a different level of fun. It really is. Now I just need one of them to like sports as much as me. So I can be like, I bought the Sean Kemp jersey for her. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.